Happy end of the world day, at least according to those dead Mayans. Well, today is the day. The end of the world. Good thing, too, because if it doesn't, I'm in big trouble for not buying my wife any Christmas presents. Seriously, though, the end of the world? All because some old dead guys gave up counting? Are people really this naive? Sadly, the answer to that is a resounding yes. To combat the silly people, even NASA put up a page titled 2012 Beyond, Why the World Won't End, that contains a series of explanations on why it will be life as normal on December 22nd and beyond. Opening that page, NASA states, December 21st, 2012 won't be the end of the world as we know. However, it will be another winter solstice. How incredibly dull. Just another winter solstice? Where's the drama in that? I guess the prize for drama will go to those nut bar French people. A group of French wingnuts will travel to the top of a mountain where they believe aliens will come and sweep them away to safety. In the French Pyrenees, the mayor of Bougarac, population 179, has attempted to prevent pandemonium by banning UFO watchers and light aircraft from the flat-top mountain Pic de Bougarac. Okay. Maybe they simply ought to stop drinking the Kool-Aid instead. One enterprising person created worldendparty.com, hoping to capitalize on the hysteria and the silliness. But if you want to find out about their list of end-of-the-world parties, you need to sign up to their website. After all, there's no point in letting the end of the world get in the way of a good marketing opportunity, right? And if you want to sail off into the great unknown as the world ends, how about a cruise to the end of the world? The upside of this cruise is that if the world actually survives the end of the Mayan calendar, you'll also be supporting the Wounded Warrior Project. Now that's a cause worth supporting, whether the world comes to an end or not. For more thought-provoking insights and current events commentary, please visit ChristopherDiarmani.com.